Blog Talk Radio.
Merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. Save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. He shall reign forever. Hallelujah. 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 That's why Jesus was born, so we could appreciate who we are in him. Well, welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. So I have each and every one of you all. We're going to get ready for our review. And just before we do that, I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would give us a word of prayer this day. And just be led. I can't speak for nobody else, man, but I'm just excited about the Word of God. I'm just excited about what he's doing and how he's opening things up. So if you would say that.
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pastor Bell, and good afternoon to all the listeners. I first offered to me by Sister Evangelist Renee. I want to have my spiritual sandwich. And for lunch today, John 14:21, he that my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that hath me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That's one slice of my bread. And the other slice is 2 Timothy 3:16. And it reads as follows. Yes, of course not. Okay. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And in between these two slices of bread, I have John 15:7. And it reads as follows. If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. And those are the three scriptures that make up my sandwich for today. And good they are. Yes. I want to thank God for another day. I want to thank God for our pastors, Evangelist Renee, and all our believers and all those who are working in direction to be one with Christ. I want to thank God for everything that's spiritual, for that is the most important thing, the things that we cannot see with the optical nerve. The things that are inscribed in the lining of our heart by our Lord. I want to thank God for everything that he has put before us to learn while we're here to worship him, because everything works through God. I want to pray for those who are struggling, for those who are weak, for those who are sick, for those who are shut in, for those who are bereaved, and for those of us who are being challenged by the world on a daily basis, I want to pray for them and pray that God give them strength and hold them and protect them from the adversary. For we need all of our soldiers, and all we do now is just taking the word and just stand. And that's what we do. We just stand and keep pushing forward. I want to pray for those who have any kind of afflictions or illness, or anybody who's been hit with this COVID-19, know that God says he can heal all with his stripes, and that that will happen, and that we are conquerors. I want to pray for this broadcast that it continues to touch and reach people's hearts as it did mine. And I want to pray that we all continue to grow in Christ. I bind up anything that will come in between this broadcast that would slow any of our pastors or anybody who's involved in this broadcast down, that we could get this word out every day. I bind all this up in the blood of Jesus, and I pray for all who need to be prayed for. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. Hey, brothers and sisters, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and give not all of his benefit. Forget it. Don't forget it. Don't forget all of his benefits. I mean, one time, Lord had me. Don't forget them benefits. And sister, you want to remember them benefits. I told y'all before, you know how important benefit is. You had some of them girls out there who get food stamps and get them benefits. They'll tell you about the benefits. They can tell you about how important. Yeah, benefits, man. Get benefits now. You can forget. Not forget benefits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, hey, brothers, this week we talked about being spiritual, giving spiritual gifts. That's what we're about. We're about giving spiritual gifts. And not only that's what we should be doing, but God have ordered us to do this. That's what's exciting about this whole message this week, because it all came out of grace. You know, grace enable you to see something that someone have a need, and then you bless them, or you supply them, you give to that need. And most of the time, it's something that they can't give themselves. So, with that being said, that leads to, and this week being the week of Christmas, God gave us a gift, which is his son, that there's no way we can pay him back. It was something we needed, because in that was salvation, all the benefits. All the benefits was in Christ. And that's where they're at right now, is in Christ. That's where the benefit. Can't forget that. So, we started this week with 1 Corinthians 12:1-4. See if you read that for us, Evangelist Sharon, out of King James, and ask Pastor to read it out of the Messenger Bible.
1 Corinthians 12:1-4.
Yes.
Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Excuse me. And from the Message Bible, what I want to tell you about now is the various ways God's Spirit gets worked into our lives. This is complex and often misunderstood, but I want you to be informed and knowledgeable. Excuse me. Remember how you were when you didn't know God, led from one phony God to another, never knowing what you were doing, just doing it because everybody else did it. It's different in this life. God wants us to use our intelligence to seek to understand as well as we can. For instance, by using your heads, you know perfectly well that the Spirit of God would never promote anyone to say Jesus is damned, nor would anyone be included to say Jesus is master without the insight of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
One of the things, and we won't get into it too deep today, but we will do the review part of it, is that God don't want us ignorant, brothers and sisters, when it comes to spiritual things. Y'all remember that. He don't want us ignorant. Some folks are so ignorant when they want to put physical things and natural things over spiritual things. And we were talking about spiritual gifts. Man, spiritual gifts is far more important than natural gifts. Imparting spiritual gifts are far more important, far more benefits.
Yes.
And we'll get a little deeper into it this week to really talk about the purpose and the benefit of being spiritual. Like the year is coming up. You want to go into 2021 spiritual.
Amen.
You want to walk the bank spiritual. You don't want to be ignorant to who you are. That's important. So if we're going to be smart about it, let's be like Christ. Let's be like God. God made us spiritual. Remember we talked about we're spiritual beings having human experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you got born again, you got born again spiritually. You didn't get born again physically.
Hallelujah.
So it has great significance.
Mm-hmm.
It has great benefits.
Yeah.
I want you to know, man, being spiritual is not a joke.
Amen.
It's more than just words. It's more than, oh, I'm special, spiritual. No, this is your lifestyle. This is who you are now. And with that being said, we should want to give spiritual gifts because that's who we are. That's what we are.
Hallelujah.
No.
Yes.
We talked a little bit about it. We didn't talk a lot about it. But hopefully in coming weeks, we will get more into being spiritual because that's what God wants us at. Remember, grace is what changed us. Grace changes people. Because the grace of God is on your life. You are changed now. You see things differently now. You don't see things the same way you once saw.
Amen.
So that's pretty much what review is going to be about. It's going to be about your spiritual now.
Mm-hmm.
Your spiritual. One scripture we talked about, Mindy, was 2 Corinthians. Let me say this, because it's the same spirit. The same spirit in you is the spirit that the Holy Spirit is directing. The same spirit. And that's important that you know, I got to get something different. No, you got the right spirit. It just has to be developed. Hello, somebody.
Say that faster.
That's God's will. God's will is that we develop in the spiritual world. Become mature in the spiritual world. Stop, being tossed to and fro. Stop trying to be... did y'all hear what Paul said? Y'all didn't hear that, did y'all? I better have her to read that again. Man, that's awesome. You remember when you were dumb? I mean, you may not admit to it, But Paul, he brings it out. He said, you remember when you was like, you just dumb, man. You was being tossed to and fro. I'm idle. Even if you were led. But, I mean, some of y'all may not agree to that. You might feel like you ain't never been tossed to and fro. But he admitted to it. Why can't you admit it to it?
Mm-hmm.
I like something that you banged the chair and said in her prayer. You know, we ought to thank God, man, for the word. Because it's the word who changed us. And we pray that it reach other people and change other people's lives.
Yes.
He said, don't you know you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, dumb worshiping? And he said, you were doing it even as you were led. He said, I'm going to give you understanding. And understanding he's giving you is that no one can be claiming Jesus Christ is who he is. Because of what's going on, you have to be spiritual minded to do this.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is leading to do this. But he gets on into the different gifts and purpose for them. And like I said, we'll get into it. I mainly want to do the review this week. And the review basically was surrounded about giving spiritual gifts. So let me kind of stay on track with that, giving spiritual gifts. And because we are spiritual, and because we are spiritual, we should give spiritual gifts. Pastor read a scripture, I think it was Wednesday, Hebrews 11:6. People without faith in this word, you'll never be spiritual. The only way you're going to ever be spiritual is start putting faith in this word, trusting in this word.
Yeah.
It's how you're going to mature. And so, Monday, let me find my little Monday notes here. Well, there they go. Where did they go? Where my Monday notes go? Well, hey. I know enough stuff that we said. We can just jump right into it. Remember, I know one scripture I wanted to touch on that was, I think that we did part of it Monday. That was Luke 21:1-5. So let's go there.
Okay. Luke 21:1-5 in the King James reads as follows. I apologize for the delay. Okay, Luke 21:1-5 reads as follows in the King James. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that his poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance casting into the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, just then he looked up and saw the rich people dropping offerings in the collection plate. Then he saw a poor widow put in 2 pennies. He said, the plain truth is that this widow has given by far more. The plain truth is that this widow has given by far the largest offering today. All these others made offerings that they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave her all. one day people were standing around talking about the temple, remarking how beautiful it was, the splendor of its stonework and memorial gift. Jesus said, "All this you're admiring so much, the time is coming when every stone in that building will end up in a heap of rubble." Amen.
Amen.
This sheds a light on a lot of things, but one of the things that we talked about was the mere fact that this woman gave from her heart, and that's what Jesus saw in it. These people, mm-hmm. they were customer giving, just like they did on Christmas. There's a lot of people, you know, they could give. It was no big deal. But they wasn't giving from the heart. And that's the mm-hmm. message here, brothers and sisters. Learn to give from the heart. And the heart of a Christian should be a spiritual heart. That's what it
Amen.
Should be.
Mm-hmm.
And the message, this is the plain truth, brothers and sisters. This woman gave all she had
mm-hmm.
because she wanted the temple to remain. And Jesus said, "Well, you know what? I know y'all looking at this and everything. Y'all see the beauty. But the day is going to come when all this stuff going to be about rubbish."
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, brothers, that day wasn't too far away from what Jesus was talking about. Because as soon as his resurrection, the temple was rented from top to bottom.
Mm.
Bricks began to dissemble itself. The earth
mm-hmm.
began to quake. The sun refused to shine. There was a whole lot of stuff going on the day of Jesus' death and his resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't many days that this became a truth to these people. And they remember mm-hmm. that. But what I want you to know is, you got to know what to focus on, brothers and sisters. Focus on giving
yeah.
from your heart.
Yeah.
Everybody else might have got something else out of those scriptures. If so, you please comment. Please engage. Okay. Well, if nothing else, we'll go to the next scripture we talked about, which I just thought this was awesome over there in Luke 17. Luke 17, I think we read 11 through 16.
In the King James, it reads as follows, Luke 17, 11 through 16. "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go shew yourselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face and his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, it happened that as he made his way toward Jerusalem, he crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee, and he entered a village. 10 men, all lepers, met him. They kept their distance but raised their voices, calling out, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' Taking a good look at them, he said, 'Go, show yourself to the priest.' They went, and while still on their way, became clean. One of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus said, "Were not 10 healed? Where are the 9? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, there were several things I'd like to share. We didn't bring them all out. But first of all, Jesus, and I'll just go maybe from top to bottom, Jesus expected all 10 to come back. He expected all 10 to have faith and recognize that they've been healed. He expected that.
Mm-hmm.
And another strange about this scripture is, you may ask, well, Jesus is getting the people to break the law because they were supposed to be ostracized from society. They had this disease called leprosy. This leprosy, and I shared some you guys the other day with leprosy, but one of the most important things about leprosy, you weren't supposed to be around folks.
Amen.
It could be transmitted when you got too close. And here Jesus is telling these 10 men, y'all go see the priest. I'm shocked that they didn't even question this. Wait a minute, Jesus. You know good well we ain't supposed to be around the priest with this leprosy. We're supposed to, I mean, that's why we were shouting at you. We were saying, our teachers, have mercy on us. Master, have mercy. I mean, come on, Jesus. And you're going to tell us to go to see the high priest? Are you serious? You know that's against the law.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's just things about this scriptures that I want to point out are so important, brothers and sisters. Jesus wanted them to use their faith. And out of the 10, only one came running back. He recognized that he'd use his faith. He was thinking, he was on it. And when he realized what had happened to his skin, because it pretty much had dissipated, the redness, the sores, the different things, boom, just left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know some people want to water it down and say, well, it was a rash. Well, I don't care what you see. Well, it was, it doesn't matter. It dissipated. It was gone to the point that this man got so excited, he stopped in his tracks and went and told Jesus. Now, I'd like to kind of put my mind out there and say, they probably all got healed at the same time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He spoke to them all at the same time, and they was all left at the same time. But they all didn't recognize the importance of being healed. But he did. He recognized that, man, I'm healed. I'm healed.
Mm-hmm.
And when you recognize you're healed, you recognize your heat. He recognized that he was healed. Hallelujah. I just think that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know, anybody got anything they want to share? Because there's a whole lot I can share about it, but I don't want to just, I want everybody to engage.
Yeah, Pastor, I feel like it was a gift, and he received it, and perhaps the others didn't receive it. You know, you have to have 100% belief. You can't have any doubt. So they didn't receive, they didn't take in their gift. I feel like maybe they didn't take in it. It happened, but like you said, they couldn't recognize it because they weren't receiving it. Amen.
Amen. And I'd just like to read the one part from the Message Bible when it says, one of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back, shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough. And in spite of he was a Samaritan, he didn't let that stop him from thanking Jesus for the healing. And the rest of them, maybe they didn't recognize right away, but he did. And he went back and let Jesus know he was truly grateful. And that's how we should be. When the Lord does something for us, we ought to give him thanks. We ought to praise him no matter what.
Yeah.
Somebody else, they might think, oh, that person done lost their mind. Well, that's all right. I'm going to lose my mind for Christ. Amen.
Right.
And I'm going to thank him and praise him. And so this is the way I see this person when he received his healing, how he just, you know, God, you know, reminded of David. When David was praising God, didn't it say he danced out of his clothes? We don't say this young man danced out of his clothes, but he praised God.
Right.
And I just thank God for to let us know we too can praise God and be thankful for what he does for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Another thing here that we discussed the other day a little bit, that the man's faith. See, this man's faith had made him whole. Jesus told him that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
By this man praising God and everything, and he was so excited, Jesus said, I want you to know your faith has made you whole. Now, what I got out of that is this. When you see something in the Word of God and you act on it, your faith is going to make you whole. You need that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened to the end, you know, I didn't do a lot of research on it, but Jesus expected them to use their faith. And just like this man did, Jesus expected the same.
Yeah.
So Jesus wouldn't just say, well, where's the other 10? Because actually he said, where's the other 10 I made clean, really? I made all y'all clean, so where's the other 10? Or the other 9? It was 10 of y'all guys. Where's the others?
Right.
They didn't have the faith.
Exactly.
That's right. They didn't have the faith. And you know, sometimes you can just go there. A lot of times people, they take God's blessings for granted. They got born again and didn't mean anything. They don't know or understand how important it is to be spiritual.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Another lesson out of that is like 1 out of 10 people don't really get it. Only 1 out of 10 get it.
Yes.
Yeah, man, you got 10 of your friends won't see what you see.
Have mercy.
You got
preacher's
friend right now will preach a different message.
Mm-hmm.
I asked a sister the other day, come listen to my broadcast. Well, I said, okay. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm listening for something. What you going to tell me how somebody's seeing? You gonna tell me the story? Okay, good. I thank God you can tell me the story, but make it beneficiary to me. What can I get out of it? What's the lesson for me? What's the application for me? Listen, brothers and sisters, have purpose, man. You gonna share the word of God? You finna bless somebody? Let it be something. I mean, I get. There's a lot of stories in the Bible. One after another. But listen, brother and sister, let that be purpose. You're going to tell the story. Why are you telling the story? What's behind it? Do that make sense?
Yeah.
What is the teaching? So that's the other thing that's going on here. Jesus is teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he did with that widow woman, he was teaching them a lesson. That doomsday is going to come for these temples. He was teaching them a lesson. And if you really get into this story, the Pharisees demanded of him that they tell him when the kingdom of God was going to come. So Jesus was, because they saw that, well, wait a minute. Man, there's something going on here we don't know about. We need to know. So they knew that there was a lesson in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They thought the kingdom of God was going to come through observation. Mm-hmm. And Jesus had to tell them, because when Jesus told them, said, you know, he had told them that the temple was going, and they was following his every word. They held close to the calendar dates. They knew what was going. They knew some stuff was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I just put it like.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to know, well, is God's kingdom that close? When is it going to come? Because we see that people getting healed, people getting delivered. They wasn't doing that in the temple. Now you're doing, what's going on here? We need to know. So there was a lesson that Jesus had to teach. This lesson is about faith, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Your faith has made you. At the end of the day, let there be a message in what you're teaching. Let there be some substance. Not just tell the story or to show you how bad these people were or how no good they were. Because, see, some people don't get it. They still think that there's no way we can be saved. I mean, listen to freak people. They think there's no way we can be saved. Like, blood of Jesus has no power. They want to always remain a sinner. Always remain sinful-minded rather than righteous-minded. They always sinful conscience rather than righteous conscience.
Have mercy.
But anyway, when you become spiritual minded, you don't think on those terms. You think spiritual. That's what you are. That's who you are. So there's no other way for you to think. But anyway, and see, that's another reason Roman and that's a scripture we deal with one day. I think it was Romans 15. God made us spiritual so we could be partakers of this. Remember we shared the scripture in Ephesians 5? Well, we'll go there. Ephesians 5, because that was one of the scriptures. Ephesians 5, 15 through 20.
In the King James, it reads as follows, Ephesians 5:15-20. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffin. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step, use your head, make the most of every chance you get. These
Amen.
Are desperate times.
Yes.
Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. Don't drink too much wine that cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God, huge draughts of Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master Jesus Christ. Out of respect for Christ, be courteously reverent to anyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is be spiritual, people. He said, wake up, man. Wake up out of your sleep, out of your deadness. Wake up.
Yeah. Wake up.
And let that light Christ put in you, that born-again spirit, let it shine and begin to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And just don't walk in any kind of way. So you got to know who you are. You got to be careful how you walk. You got to be careful how you live. We can't just like live like other people now. I know some of you want to, but you just can't live like other people. You got to always be aware that you are a spiritual being having human experience. Don't live like foolish people, like unwise people. He said, make the most of your time. Make the most of it. Every opportunity you get to lay hands on somebody, do it. Every opportunity you get to speak a word to somebody, do it. You're spiritual.
Yeah.
You have an answer. You got a spiritual answer. Make the most of the opportunity.
Hallelujah.
Not because these are evil days.
Yes.
Understand what God's will is. God's will is that we be spiritual. Hello, somebody. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. Understand that you are spiritual now.
Yeah.
And that's God for your life.
Mm-hmm.
That you continue to be spiritual. You walk that spiritual. You talk spiritual. Matter of fact, you go on and you have your cup of drink, but hey, if you're going to get drunk, you're going to get drunk with the spirit.
All right. Amen.
Get in that word and stay in that word and don't come up out of it until you're drunk.
Amen.
Well, how you do it? Let's start singing spiritual songs to yourself. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to out here, but I'm going to tell you, if you don't do nothing but listen to a bunch of gospel music, if you don't do nothing but go on and entertain, get your playlist or YouTube, and you just get caught up, turn the TV off, turn the lights off. I mean, you can leave them on if you want to. I mean, I'm just telling you, there's so many ways you can get caught up in the spirit and get your spirit right to begin to receive it. So he says way of doing this is by singing hymns to yourself and get in the word and spiritual song. Begin to sing and make melody in your heart.
Yeah.
He said do it. If you ain't doing nothing, just start raising your hand and start praising him and become active in your worship. You ain't got to wait for the word at noon. You ain't got to wait to go to some building.
Amen.
Right there in your bedroom. You don't even have to take off your pajamas.
Amen.
I see you anyway. Hebrews 4:13, everything naked before God. So if you don't know it or not, you're naked. You see your clothes, but God see your nakedness. He see it all.
Amen.
Yeah, you can't go in the closet and hide. Oh, you may go in there and hide from me or go in there and hide from pastor, but, hey, God see you.
Yes, he sees you.
So go ahead on and bless him. Go ahead on and praise him. Go ahead on and, because, you know, that's part of what God wants, too. When I say that, God expects for us to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah. Amen.
Right, the Bible said we ought to imitate. We're followers of God. We're imitators of God.
Yeah.
And we're to be like parents, imitating their parents. Walking in love, talking in love, giving love gifts, making love offerings, giving people something they can't get for themselves. When will you get that mindset? Hey, I got to give the people what they need.
Yeah.
This grandbaby. favor you, or you see her behavior. Well, every day, you know what, Lord, I'm going to commit myself that every day between this time and this time, I'm going to pray for her. Ain't just going to be yours, it's going to be somebody else's or somebody else's. Remember, grace of God is on your life, so you got the oversight. And you know they need some spiritual gifts, and you need to share them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what Paul said to the people in Rome. He said, I want to impart some spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to go there? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We can go there.
Yeah.
Go to Romans 1. Hallelujah. Yeah, see, that's what you want to do. You want to impart some spiritual gifts. And that's what we ought to be wanting to do. We ought to want to impart some spiritual gifts. You ought to want to give somebody. If somebody, wait a minute, I'm sorry. I went too fast. Anyone have anything else they want to share on them on that scripture? Y'all be moving, man.
All right.
Nobody press one. You, Pastor, you, Van Shen, y'all got anything you want to say? I'm on the move.
I know that. You are right, Pastor.
All right. Well, Romans 1, thank you. Romans 1 and 11.
Romans 1 and 11 in the King James reads as follows. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, through him we receive both the generous gifts of his life and the urgent task of passing it on to others who receive it by entering into obedience, trust in Jesus. You are who you are through this gift and call of Jesus Christ. And I greet you now with all the generosity of God, our Father, and our Master, Jesus, the Messiah. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Go ahead on the comment.
I'll just read it again. Amen. There was a lot in there. It says, through him we receive both the generous gift and, I'm sorry, generous gift of his life and the urgent task of passing it on to others who receive it by entering into obedient trust in Jesus. And I like that part, how Pastor was saying that we should be spiritual and impart spiritual gifts on others. And so we have to do that through prayer a lot of times because we can't just, you know, give them that. They're not receiving that yet. But if we pray, just like our eyes was open and our heart is open and our spirit is open to God's word, they will be too. Because someone had prayed for us to be spiritual. So, and I like that. And it goes on to say, it says it's an urgent task of passing it on to others. It says by entering into obedience, trust in Jesus. So these are spiritual gifts, and so I thank God for his spiritual gifts and his generosity. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Did that take us to what? And then that takes us over to Corinthians.
Must have been Paul's greatest desire.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says, man, y'all know I serve God with my spirit in the gospel of his son. He said, I'm always praying for you, making mention of you. He said, but man, I can't wait to get to you guys so I can impart some of these spiritual gifts.
Amen.
And he said, the reason I want to do this, so you can be established, so we can all be one.
Yes.
So we'll be one together, so you can mature. See, it takes these gifts to make you mature.
Amen.
That's the reason you want to impart spiritual gifts.
Yes,
we didn't get into a bunch of them, but we will get into them. It starts by prayer. It starts by laying hands.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
First thing Paul did, he said, you know what? I'm always making mention of you guys, man. Because he saw it. He saw the need spiritually.
Praise God.
He wasn't talking about their finance. He wanted to impart. He said nothing about no few dollars. Or no
come
beans
on.
Or no rice.
Come on.
No oxtail. Okay, it is tough. He didn't want to impart nothing. He wanted to impart spiritual gifts. Something that's not tangible. But yet he had to lay hands on him.
Amen.
You know, this was his desire to visit Rome. Because at one time he said, I'm ready now to go to people at Rome. At first he wasn't ready. But then when he got ready, he says, oh, man, I long to come to you guys. I'm ready to preach to them that be at Rome now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, what y'all doing in here, been spoken out throughout the whole world, I'm ready. I'm ready to let y'all know what Jesus Christ have done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
How he had received this grace of God, how he received God's favor, and he was ready to share this favor to others through obedience, through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's...
Okay.
Anyone else have any other comments?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm excited that we should be given spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters. And so hopefully this week we'll really get into the giving part. Now that you know you're supposed to, that's who you are and that's what you are. Well, let's do it.
Yes.
Let's begin to give spiritual gifts. And let's learn some of them. So Paul said, I want you to be ignorant now. I want you to be like them Gentiles. They were so dumb. He said, we all was like that. He said, but now I want to impart some spiritual stuff for you so you understand, so you can be established.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
See, because you got some folks, they'll never get beyond the bottle. They'll never get to the table food. They're going to always be babes. They'll never mature. Strong meat is for grown. And I know there are going to be some along this way that's not going to go along with some of the things that are going to be said. But you might well be spiritual. You can get it now or later. Or you can only get it now and you don't have to put it in the microwave. Get it now and it's right hot from the tape, from the stove.
Hot off the press.
Right. I thank each and every one of you all. I thank you, Evangelist Sharon, especially. You brought that sandwich that Sister Renee was talking about. You put that thing together, honey. I got to tell you, I was surprised.
Amen.
don't know about Pastor, but Pastor, I was surprised when she put that, she started out putting that sandwich together.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You have to have your lunch that, with the word it means.
And you know what? I think since we're gonna have to make that part of our broadcast. Our lunchtime snack. So somebody every day gonna have to put a little sandwich together and bless us, and that blessed me. And I can't thank Sister Renee enough for her bringing that to us. And I know God wants to do something with it. And Evangelist Sharon started right off with it. So going into the new year, we want to make sure that we have a little snack every day, sandwich.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's all right.
And you want to say before we close?
No.
That's him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor. No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the word, enjoyed the sandwich. That's the part I came in on, so I just thank God. It was beautiful. Praise God and the prayer. So our review, I always look forward to the review. Amen. Just bring out what you taught through the week, and looking forward to the spiritual gifts to impart to others as well.
Yes.
You, Evangelist Sharon, you have anything else you'd like to say?
I just have to say I want to thank Sister Renee, because what better time to have a sandwich than at noontime, time for lunch,
yeah,
than at noon. So it just fit perfectly. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I totally agree.
Amen.